people, you're not alone in the universe. It's not everyone for themselves. So there's a lot that we can do, but that doesn't mean that it's all about making changes on an interpersonal level. I mean, there's systems level political change too. That is equally important.
We're at this transition point in our society, and the institutions that created this old world that we've been talking about aren't working like they thought they could or like we would want them to. And so many people are recognizing that these institutions are failing. And a lot of people will tell me that, well, because corporate power is so strong, because government power is so strong, and it's all screwed up in some way, maybe we just need some kind of collapse event to come along and clear these things away. And the crisis will be that moment when our species, with its gun to its head, can then finally mount the collective will to change these things. Is that what will save us? Or how else could we empower what comes next?
Well, I think that crisis is going to be unavoidable. I mean, unless you totally disbelieve everything the environmentalists are saying and everything that the social justice workers are saying and so forth, I mean, we're going to have increasingly severe crises. And each one of those crises, I think, is an invitation to wake up from the nightmare and live in a different way. And it's really up to us whether we accept that invitation or not.
You have been listening to The Extra Environmentalist. You can find our extensive audio archive of podcasts, radio broadcasts, blog articles, videos, and much more at www.extraenvironmentalist.com. We're also on Facebook if you search for Extra Environmentalist, and Twitter at @xenvironmental. We welcome all voicemails and feedback through our online contact information you can find on our website, but also you can shoot us an email directly at podcast@extraenvironmentalist.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on our next episode.
I'll be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
CITR has always been your ultimate wingman, for when you have the ladies back at your place, or whatever.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, and I want to thank you once again for joining me. I know that outside it's a little bit dreary, it's a little bit depressing because Vancouver has made its return, and at this point, the weather outside just sucks. But that's okay, because I'm here, and I'm here to brighten up your day with some Asian music and some entertainment news. So let's get right into it. First up, to start us off, I figured a ballad was in order to help us all relieve the stresses of the day. School is in full swing now, and the pressure is on, as well as for people who are outside working their careers, on the grind, on the hustle. So a moment of relaxation is in order, I think. This ballad is by the Mandopop ballad queen known as Fish Liang. Remember that her name is derived from her Chinese name, Liang Jingru, and the Ru character of her name, when said in Cantonese, sounds a lot like the word for fish. So the song from her today is off her album, Ai Jiu Jian Ren Xin, which means love in heart. And the song is of the same name as the album, and it's the title track. And she sings describing this relationship where her significant other seems a little distant, a bit cold, as if at any moment he would just disappear. What they have may just end. But it doesn't matter because she doesn't care. She believes that as time progresses and that she continues to love him, he will open up and reciprocate. So starting off with some soothing music to calm the soul, Fish Liang coming right up.
我冷漠是不想被看出，太容易被感动触及。我比较喜欢现在的自己，不太想回到过去。我常常为我们之间忽远忽近的关系担心或委屈，别人只一句话就刺痛心里每一根神经。你的孤单是座城堡，让人敬仰却处处防御。你的温柔那么缓慢，小心翼翼，脆弱又安静。也许我们都已回到这次面对的幸福是真的来临，因为太珍惜所以才犹豫，忘了先把彼此抱紧。我不是流言，不能猜测你疯狂的游戏需要谁准许，别人怎么说我都不介意，我爱不爱你日久见人心，从一寸光阴换一个世纪，摘一片苦心
That was Fish Leong with Love in Heart. There's something about her vocals. There's something that captures your attention and holds it there and makes you want to listen. It's a real shame that she's been absent from the industry for a while now. The song and album were from 2012. Though it makes sense since she is a mother now, got to spend some time with the family. You can find all of her music videos on YouTube. Go give those a watch and let her songs just sink in. Let her voice wash all your worries away and we'll move on from there. The next song I have is from a Korean girl group called Dal Shabet. Their name was derived from the title of a children's book called Dal Sherbet by author Baek Hee-na. Dal means moon in Korean, so the book is called Moon Sherbet, essentially. The group's name, Dal Shabet, has a somewhat different meaning. Dal is taken from Dalda, which means sweet, and Shabet is the Korean pronunciation of sherbet. And so their group name means essentially sweet sherbet. They got some criticism for this because they got their name from a children's book and they were marketed as a sexy girl group, quote unquote. And the author said herself she thought it was unacceptable and unconscionable. The group management maintained that the name was fine as it had a completely different meaning altogether. And as for their music, though, it's interesting to say the least. A while ago, they actually had some issues with one of their songs being criticized for being depreciative to both women and men during doing military service. And that's a long story, and we'll save that for another time. But the song from them today is not that song. It's their most recent release titled BBB, which is an acronym, stands for Big Baby Baby. And the lyrics describe a guy who just always seems to be so different from before, and he keeps coming back, bringing more hurt. And there's something rather 80s about this song, very retro, like a throwback to the techno and electronic music of old. It's a pretty cool track, makes you want to get up and dance. Let's check it out. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101, Dal Shabet, BBB. Tar Shabet with Big Baby Baby. You know, when I first listened to this group, I thought the tar in their name was for tari, which is legs in Korean, because one of their songs had lyrics that explicitly said, look at my legs, they're pretty. So I guess I was wrong. Though I will say, you're free to interpret the frequent chants of Big Baby Baby however you will. Do go check out more of them. They have a fairly large discography for your listening pleasure. Moving on, it's a rock band hailing from California but active in South Korea, the Royal Pirates. Today, I have their latest single, released late last month, titled 사랑에 빠져, also called Love Toxic in English. Now, the Royal Pirates, as a group, have been around for a while, and they started their careers performing at various cultural festivals in the LA region and making covers on YouTube, and were praised for their hard instrumentals. Though, this is a little different. It's a little more pop rock, though they aren't really a pop act. But this doesn't take away from their music. They still have a very good, solid sound that everyone is able to enjoy, and it's given even more color due to lead singer Moon's very distinctive vocals. They're a very good group, and they really need some more attention. So Royal Pirates, Love Toxic, coming up next.
Can you tell the difference between tap water and bottled water? Like, really? Have you tried? On Wednesday, September 24th, starting at 8 a.m. at Martha Piper Plaza, test your taste buds. Check out a giant UBC ice sculpture and get a free reusable water bottle. Cool, right? For all the events info, just go to sustain.ubc.ca/ripple effect and don't forget to hashtag with Ripple Effect UBC.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
We are back on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard the Royal Pirates and their latest release, Love Toxic. I know for rock fans, everyone kind of has their own taste, a subgenre that of rock that they prefer. So you just heard a more pop rockish sound. Do look up some of their covers if you're into harder instrumentals. It's pretty good. We'll move on to our next track from here, and it's a very special track, a real Mandarin pop classic. I've made mention of them before, the Taiwanese idol group F4. They are a four-member group from Taiwan composed of Jerry Yan, Vic Chow, Vanessa Wu, and Ken Chu. The members were all male leads in a very popular drama from the early 2000s called Meteor Garden, which was based off a Japanese manga. The drama was so popular that it turned these four, at the time, who were unknowns, into overnight stars, and they're still popular to this day. After the drama's end, they decided to continue performing together as a boy band. Back then, they were the peak of the popularity of flower boys, which is another way of saying delicate pretty boy. It was a trend that started in the late 90s, and they were the ones to really kind of kick up the popularity of this trend, of this type of guy, in a sense. The song from F4 today is their most well-known song, Liu Xing Yu, which means meteor rain, which was the ending theme to the drama that they were in. There was a point in time when you could not go anywhere in Asia. I'm talking China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, the Philippines, Singapore, Japan, South Korea, everywhere, without seeing their faces or at least hearing about them. So this is a real classic. Everyone knows about this song. F4, Meteor Rain, coming up next.
Thank you.
That was F4, Liu Xingyu, Meteor Rain, a real classic. It's a good song, and I really mean it when I say anyone who's ever been interested in Asian pop music at least knows about this song. It was a huge hit. Though I should mention, I have found that this song is also extremely popular among mice, and that if you're lactose intolerant, it's not recommended that you listen to this song too much. And if what I had just said just went completely over your head, well, I can't help you there. But all the members are still active in acting, and Vanessa is still very active in the music industry. Go and check it out. Show lots of love. And on to the next track, still from Taiwan, a group that's still relatively new to the industry. Populady is back, and they recently released a new mini album called More. From that album is a track called Hao Hao, which simply means good. It's a very simple song, simple and nice lyrics, simple instrumental, and a simple but very appealing harmony. With this song, they're going to show their significant others that everything will be good so long as they know how important they are to each other and stay side by side through all the hardships. Recently, there have been a lot of idols debuting, becoming active within the Mandopop industry, and it's good to see more girl groups because girl groups used to never be taken very seriously in the industry and people just brush them off. Let's see what Populady have to offer coming up next with Hao Hao.
想的你上一秒就猜到，关心的问号附上我们的合照，原来这就是要相爱的预告。很愿意给你一个拥抱，只要你给我明显的讯号，时间让简单的两个人能遇到，开始幸福制造，今天起勇敢缘分多奇妙，你对我多么重要，有你在我身边一切都好
Populaity with good. Populaity has been getting a good amount of attention lately. The group as a whole is just so lovable, and it's good to see that the market is expanding a little bit to be more inclusive of other types of performers. And, you know, that can target completely new demographics. Populaity does have some real gems within their catalog of songs with music videos online for your viewing pleasure. Please go and check those out. And with that, we're going to move on to the portion of the show where we catch up on some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. First, from Korea, another update on the Kim Hyun-jung story. On September 15th, his legal rep disclosed to a news report that we agreed on withdrawal of litigation with no conditions if Kim Hyun-jung officially apologizes. The withdrawal will occur tomorrow in the afternoon. It was important to ease her feelings. She wanted an apology more than discussing right and wrong. We officially apologized, and she decided to withdraw the lawsuit after accepting his feelings. On the same day, Kim Hyun-jung indeed wrote out a letter of apology on his official homepage addressing his ex-girlfriend, stating he was sorry for inflicting so much hurt on the person he trusted and loved for the past 2 years. He states that he made mistakes a man should never have to make, and that she hopes she can find it in her heart to forgive him, and that he will work to be a better person after this. As of today, his ex has officially withdrawn her lawsuit after he personally went to apologize and after some consideration. And with this, the case has officially come to a close. Now, his legal troubles may be over, and even now, no one knows the full story, but it seems that he has owned up to his mistake, and the two of them seem to have settled everything. Hopefully, he does work diligently to become a better person through this. Next, Taetisa, subunit of Girls' Generation, hits 1 million views for new music video. The ladies of TTS recently released a brand new track called Holler, and in less than 24 hours, they have exceeded 1 million YouTube views. Fans were all eager to see their latest work, where they display their energy and performance abilities. This is really an incredible indication of the group's popularity. 1 million views in less than a day is an incredible feat, and hopefully they will see more success in the future as a group. And with that, we're going to move on over to China. JC Chan has been formally arrested for last month's drug issues. JC has been in police custody for over a month now and has now been formally arrested for his drug use. JC admitted to have been using marijuana for 8 years now and is being charged with use and for providing a venue for others to use as well. If charged, he faces up to 3 years in prison. He was arrested alongside Taiwanese actor Kai Ko, who was released after 2 weeks in detention late last month, and has since apologized for his mistakes but has been reported to be banned from appearing in Chinese media. This matter is going to be resolved one way or another now, and as well include with a certain mention of Kim Hyung-jun's case. Everyone seems to be getting into trouble these days. JC will face the consequences for his actions, whatever they may be. And for the last story, as a sort of continuation of the previous story, Kai Ko may be cut from the movie Tiny Times 4. The fate of Kai's entertainment career is still in question, with the spotlight being put on his upcoming movie Tiny Times 4, and he also starred in the previous three films in the wildly popular franchise. The director of the series, Guo Jingming, attended a press conference for an upcoming Guangdong television reality show, Road to Star, on which he will be one of the three judges. In response to queries on whether Kai's scenes will be retained in the final version of Tiny Times 4, he expressed that no decision has been made yet, but that there is a possibility that his scenes may be partially or even fully cut from the film. He stressed that he and others in charge of creating the film will do their best to ensure audiences see the whole film. He also revealed that he has spoken to Kai recently, but it was on a wholly personal context, declining to comment if he had found a replacement for the 23-year-old actor. It seems that right now the situation is still very precarious, as Kai is still in the midst of this scandal. I'll keep you updated as the situation develops, but Kai seems to be genuinely remorseful, and it's commendable that he has owned up to what he's done. And that's going to do it for this week's news. If you have a question regarding any of the reports covered this week, send me an email to asianwave101@gmail.com to get a discussion going. More news next week, and now we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. For CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, don't go anywhere.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, World of Warfare.
God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Join us on Chips and Dip every second Thursday afternoon, 1 to 2 p.m. with host Hannah Fazio for the freshest local indie pop tracks and upcoming shows. At CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Asian Wave 101, and now it is time for our special Canadian artist. This week we have D. Pry, Toronto-based hip-hop artist. Today I have a track from him that is really quite special. It's a song called Bottom Dollar from his 2012 album Flagship, and with this song he really shows how versatile he is as an artist. He sings on this track, and he sings well. Though, of course, he raps in addition to his singing, staying true to his roots as a hip-hop artist. And the idea behind the song is that he's willing to be there for a girl no matter what. And if she's ever in doubt, she can bet everything that he'll be there. It's so great that these artists create this variety of songs, and it's all good in its own way, which is what makes music in general so amazing. So let's check it out. D. Pry, Bottom Dollar, coming right up.
Thank you. Well, hello and hi there. Never knew you were weird like me. Thought I was the only one. Now it seems like I'm not that lonely. Can't believe you, boy, don't understand you. And it seems like you don't love it. And I think we have more in common, so think twice. Oh, we could be like Cosmo and Wanda. Music and lyrics under these blankets and covers. We could be like waffles and syrup. So take my hand today. We can make now into last week and turn you in here to you and me. So I'll take you to a place where you don't have to think of me. We can go wherever you want.
Cause I'm always there to try to make you know what you're worth. A young lady that's amazing and you're perfect, I tell it. From that cute poking bottom to them perky-ish melons, and you're a felon. That smile is better than fresh pancakes. I can't believe you and your stupid mandate. I know I'm saying everything too weird and really fast-paced, but I just wanna cuddle your butt and give you my last name. Yeah, cause every day I give you love as a deposit. I don't need $1 million, just some cash up in my wallet to keep you up in my heart. You're scrumptious, I need a bite. Let's sit and watch Superbad, eating noodles and sticky rice. And I care about everybody, we'll be out on our way. You're the apple of my day, the juice to my Minute Maid. With that makeup on your face, I can tell that you try. And ain't no other man better than I.
Take you to a place where you don't have to think of me. Your bottom dollar, I'll be there. Through every little thing that he can't do, just keep that energy between me and you. So when you're down, you can bet your bottom dollar, I'll be there.
I'll take you to a place where your bottom dollar, I'll be there.
D Pride, Bottom Dollar, great song from a great artist. Showing some love to our locals, which is what all of us here at CITR are all about. D Pride got his start on YouTube, and you can find his channel, see all his music videos, original songs, and remixes as well. His name is spelled D-P-R-Y-D-E. Check out his album, Flagship. It's available for free if you find the link on his Bottom Dollar video, so there's no reason not to check it out. Moving on, next up is Korean boy band JYJ with a new track off their new album, Just Us, released at the end of July. The track is their single from the album called Backseat. So I'm sure after hearing that title, you know where we're going with this. It's a great, smooth R&B track marking their transition into a more refined image and matured sound from the days of only doing really just pop music as a group. All three of the members have distinct vocals, and the group and the song has a great buildup, and the chorus is going to stay with you for a while after this. JYJ have really done R&B right with this track, and as an R&B fan, I have to give them their props. Really mad respect to them for Backseat. That's coming up now, JYJ Backseat.
All right, girl. Don't be afraid of it. I'ma put you on a back seat. Here it is.
조금 더 가까이 와 좋은 냄새가 나 필트는 이제 그만 어깨에 기대봐 긴장은 하지 말고 alright girl You don't have to be afraid now yeah, yeah. 두 팔은 부드럽게 내 허리를 감싸줘 입술로는 달콤하게 귓가에 속삭여줘 부끄러워하지 말고 alright girl Wanna touch your body all night
소원해도 있잖아 나는 언어의 시간
너 안에 숨소리가 가득한 이 밤 어떤 말도 지금 필요 없잖아 어떤 것도 우릴 멈출 순 없어 Don't you know that this is all about
That was JYJ's Backseat, a good helping of R&B. JYJ really did well with this album and song, so it's a shame that the media banned their song because they deemed it as being too racy. They've been through a lot as a group, with all the business terminating their contracts with their previous label and being barred as a result of that from appearing in Korean media. The song is good. They're talented, so you better check out more of their work. Also on their new album is a song that was written for them by Chris Brown, so that should be a point of interest for some of you. Moving on, the next song is by a Chinese singer known as Wei Chen, also known as Vision Wei. He was the third place winner of the 2007 season of the Superboy televised singing competition. He released his debut EP in the same year and also had the chance to do some acting. An interesting thing about his sound is that he is very inspired by K-pop and has made his love for the genre known quite a few times. He trained for a bit in Korea in 2011, and he released a song with June and Thunder of the boy band M-Black. The song from Wei Chen today is from 2012, and it's called Chen Ai, which means dust. It's a ballad along the lines of the R&B genre and really shows off his contagious singing voice. The lyrics describe feeling small and insignificant, in a sense, lowly and scattered like dust. He feels like dust when the one he loves just doesn't seem to understand his heart and simply brushed him off as she would be brushing off dust. So, Vision Wei, Dust from his EP, V-Space, coming right up.
Thank you. 情的色彩，让画面只剩无奈。手摊开，放走残留的悲哀，让自己随风摇摆，好像尘埃。你来的时候，也许我已离开，给你最卑微的等待，你却承受不来。擦身而去，落在拥抱之外，你看不见不代表我不存在。 Baby don't go。
Wei Chen on Asian Wave 101, a very talented singer and very underrated. He has a style that isn't very common in Mandopop, and he's displayed his skills as an all-around performer before, showing he can sing, dance, and rap as well. Go check him out. He's even had the opportunity to perform in Korea alongside June and Thunder. He's a talented guy, and he sang that song that he did with June and Thunder in Korean as well as Mandarin, so show him some love. And with that, we've gotten to the last track of the day, and it's by a Korean-American singer called NS Yoon-ji. Her real name is Kim Yoon-ji, or her English name is Christine Kim. So her stage name was derived from her Korean name, with the NS standing for New Spirit. She debuted a few years ago, and she's released several singles and EPs since then. The song from her today is called Yashishi, and is her latest release. And the beautiful thing about the song is that every aspect of that song is kind of racy. Even the title is racy, as Yashishi simply means it's sexual. This is really adventurous. It's really in your face. This is really different for a Korean pop artist, as songs that are deemed too sexual are usually just straight up banned. And she was allowed to perform this on music shows. So I'm going to leave you with that. As usual, if you have a request for me or a song you want me to check out, send it to me to asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news, don't hesitate to send an email my way. I want to hear from you. Stick around right after we have your weekly arts report only on CITR 101.9 FM in the beautiful city of Raincouver, a.k.a. Vancouver. I'm Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101. Until next time, everyone. Peace.
Showtime. Yum.